okay, there were guys that were nervous that we were not going to be doing Parsha Fundamentals. Whoever was nervous, we're back, just at a different time. And we are hitting the most fundamental topic this week. Something called Tamei HaMitzvos. Do mitzvos have a rationale? This is something that we would want to know. You know, what's the deeper meaning behind mitzvos? Do they have a deeper meaning? Can you say you know the deeper meaning? And everybody's talking about it in this week's Parsha. Do you know why this week's Parsha is a hot topic for whether mitzvahs have a reason behind them? There's one mitzvah in this week's Parsha that's getting everybody going. The Rambam's getting going on this. The Ramban is getting going on this. The Sefer HaChinuch. That is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. You got it? You got it. Kiva Leibowitz, my dear Chavrusa from Moed Katan. Got it. We're going through Shas together. Moed Katan's just the beginning. Okay. Shiluach HaKan. You send away the mother bird. Now, I've done this mitzvah many times, and the first time I did it was a little bit awkward. Actually, I was in the country, and I was getting a minyan. I think it was at Vacation Village. I was just newly married, and it said, there was an agent for Shiluach HaKan. This is a true story. It's a little bit ridiculous. Usually when I tell this story, I start laughing so much that I can't breathe. But this time I feel like I'm not going to start laughing. It ruins the story if you can't breathe during the story. But this was one of the funnier moments of my life. So I'm like, ooh, wow, I'm in the country. A Shiluach HaKan agent. I love this. So like, this is a great way to spend your time with nature, is to find a nest and send away a mother bird and take some eggs. All right. So I call this agent. I was then at Sackett Lake, New York, which is near Romamu, I think the Romamu guys. Whoever was at Romamu this summer, by the way, I was right across the lake from you, which was Chaval. I even found out that Nussan runs the motorboat with the banana boats, and I was dying for my kids to have a chance. We got to communicate better. I don't think we should have a WhatsApp group, but we got to get it together. You also run the motorboat? See, I missed out. Next summer. I don't think I'm going back, but next summer. Okay, so what happened was, I called this agent. I said, you know, I'm picturing like going like with a tree in the country and like all this nice stuff. He says, I'm in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, like, yeah, I'm a Shiluach HaKan agent for Brooklyn. He's like, are you going to be in Brooklyn? I'm like, yeah, next week. So he goes, okay. Meet me after midnight at these tracks, okay? Okay, I don't know Brooklyn, but unfortunately, I said yes because I didn't know where I was going, and I was in a Lexus Jeep, which I do not recommend going with a Lexus to this part of town. I get there. It's like the scariest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, where is this guy? All of a sudden, he shows up, and he's like this Hasidish guy. He's got all these books about Shiluach HaKan. And I'm like, where are we going? What are we doing? He's like, come with me. We go down. I hope we're going to have time to say Torah today, but this is a good story. We go down to the subway. He goes, see that hole? Stick your hand in. I'm like, what is going on over here? Like, I'm picturing like a rat, like, eating me up. I'm like, I am not doing this. This is crazy. You should have told me about this. He's like, okay, I'm going to give you a place that I only give my best customers. I'm like, okay, we go to another subway. Okay, this is a true story. Picture me, guys. And I'm an asthmatic, so like, I was starting to not be able to breathe. We go to the subway, no one's there. He goes, okay, he takes out a ladder. He goes, put your hands up there. So now I'm at least feeling like the Shiluach HaKan ambiance of climbing, like not going into like a hole in the ground. And I see the pigeon, I say, listen, I can't do this. This is too much for me. He goes, okay, you want to point me as a shaliach? I'm like, yeah, you're my shaliach. He gets up there, and he takes out, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the roof starts falling down, and he says, run! I'm running. I'm an asthmatic. I probably couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to get arrested. We're running. Right, Hashem definitely got nachas from this mitzvah. I don't think anyone's had a harder time with Shiluach HaKan than me. Okay? We're running. Then we get into his car. I'm like, what just happened? Did we get the mitzvah? All of a sudden, he takes out of his pocket two chicks. He says, pick them up. Like, I pick them up. He says, you don't know me. You never saw me. And then he, I wanted a discount. This cost over $100. Like, I paid him the good money, and my in-laws thought I was crazy. They found out where I was in Brooklyn. That's the mitzvah Shiloh Khan. Why did I want to do it that summer? So the reason I was so excited was that was when, Baruch Hashem, we bought a house in Eretz Yisrael. I knew I was going to move into my new house after the summer. And there's a smichus parshius between two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah Shiloh HaKan, and right afterwards it says you're going to build a house and build a maka, a fence on your roof. And I knew I was about to build a fence on my roof. So I wanted to get the kiyum of the smichus parshius of Shiloh HaKan and then the maka. Right? These are my thrills in life. But that was the hardest Shiloh HaKan I've ever done. Then there have been other simpler ones. And I want you to know it's a very emotional experience, and I actually feel the difficulty of the Rishonim over here. I'm not sure what exactly is happening with these birds. First of all, the Rambam writes that the love of a mother bird to her kids, he writes this in Mor Nevuchim. He writes, and this year it touched me in a way. I was learning Shiloh HaKan B'Iyun in Chulin last year during Corona when I wasn't in Yeshiva. I was learning Shiloh HaKan. The Rambam writes that a mother bird loves her kids as much as humans love their kids. For some reason, that as much like touched me. Like, I knew that animals love their kids. He says, don't think that humans love their kids more. I thought the intellect of a person creates more love. It doesn't. It was like intense. But what exactly is happening over here? You send away the mother bird so you can make scrambled eggs. It's a very, very difficult mitzvah. And also, it's not so clear, like the mother doesn't go that far away. She can see. The Zohar even points out that the mother is watching this whole thing. It's very, very confusing. So what I would like to do is discuss how we get from here to all Tamei mitzvahs. Because there's a Mishnah, my friends. A Mishnah in Brachos, Parakeh Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, whoever says, Ha'omer al kan sipor yagir rachamecha, Hashem has rachamim on birds, so you have to quiet him. Quiet him? What do you mean? Isn't that the mitzvah Shiloh HaKan? Send away the mother bird to have rachamim on it? So, Lemaisa, it says in the Mishnah, you're not supposed to say that that's what Hashem does. And the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos over there says, if you really love this bird, you know what you would do? You wouldn't shecht birds at all, right? Do we have any vegans here? Good, I don't like vegans. I'm glad, like, I wouldn't have told you that if there was one. I'm just like, the vegans, like, you know, it's not my chill, as they say. Vegans, they, you know, that's more consistent. The Rambam says to don't shecht them. We had in the summer, so we had somebody who was more like, you know, animal rights type with one of my sons, and my little Eliyahu, and they were fishing. And my Eliyahu was enjoying this whole concept of fishing on a lake and finding, and the person he was with said, you know, it's not right. It's not right, you know, you're putting a hook in the mouth. So he's like, do you eat salmon? My little Eliyahu, he's a little London. He's like, yeah, I eat salmon, but that's for eating. So he's like, so okay, so for your stomach, you're willing to put it in. This is my fun. So for my fun, I'm willing to do this. Like, interesting. Good. He's a sharp little guy. He's like, be consistent. If you want to feel bad for fish, then become a vegan. You know, that's his shita. Little Eli, third grade. He's starting Mishnayos, so I'm hoping that he'll become a big lambda, and he's got a good head. So, But there's a point here. The Rambam's saying that if life was about feeling bad for animals, you wouldn't shecht animals. So obviously there's something more complex over here. And by the way, it's very interesting with these animal rights people. These animal rights people I want you to know, and you guys want to hear something controversial, which hopefully they won't put out, you know, in my name, and I'll have to deal with all the press about it. But animal rights people are the most animalistic people in the world. They're behemoths. They're mamish behemoths. Do you know why? Because they really believe that men are not above, that mankind is not above the animal kingdom. What's rooted in their compassion is not compassion. I've seen these people in the city with dogs. It's amazing how many dogs there are in the world, by the way. everybody's like, you know, a husband and a husband and a dog. You know, it's like they can't have kids together, so they have a dog together, right? This is what they do, right? This is Manhattan today. And like they treat their dogs like people. Mamish like people. You have to apologize to their dog. Like you went in the elevator and like you like took up the space of the dog. It really comes from the fact that they feel so animalistic that they don't understand the difference between a tzelem Elokim and a dog. Sometimes we think people are being compassionate. What it's really rooted in is their desire for taivas. I'm a dog, so if I'm a dog, then I should treat a dog like me too. But if a person understood what we are, it's an amazing thing. We're the top of the Bria, and we're allowed to eat animals, but we eat them sensitively. Not compassion, just unbridled compassion that doesn't make sense. Shechita is an act that is considered the most compassionate act of how to take an animal out. It's incredible, the studies that were done by different Kiruv programs to prove this point of how compassionate Shechita is in terms of the death of an animal. But compassion does not mean stopping from using the world that Hashem gave us. It's just interesting what's going on over here. And the Rambam actually says that there's a machlokis over here, whether or not Shiluach HaKan is some sort of gzeres hakasav with no reason. That's what it seems like over here in this Mishnah, that you're not allowed to say that Hashem is having rachamim on the bird. And the Rambam actually says we don't paskin like this Mishnah. Incredible. It's a Mishnah in Shas. It says we don't paskin like it. We hold that you're supposed to be compassionate on the bird. This is the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, not always a household item, but the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes that the reason for Shiluach HaKan is to be compassionate on the mother bird. The mother bird feels pain like a human mother. And that's the Rambam sheet over here, is that all mitzvahs do have rationales. Then comes the Ramban, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman in this parsha, and he takes it home. He says, there's no machlokas here. The Mishnah, he agrees with the Rambam that mitzvahs have meaning. They do have meaning, and there's rationale behind them. Oh, the Mishnah says that whoever says that Hashem has rachmim on birds, so then you have to quiet them. He says the Rambam made a mistake in how to read that Mishnah. Listen to this, guys. This is like what we call fleishichs of Torah, right? If you know this, you know a big machlokas that comes up in all of mitzvahs. We're covering 613 mitzvahs in just a few minutes over here, of whether they have rationales. Says the Ramban, what the Mishnah is saying is not that you're not supposed to have rachmanis on a bird. The question is why you're having rachmanis on a bird. Are you having rachmanis on a bird because you're an animal rights person, or because you have to develop as a person to be sensitive? And if you're not a sensitive person, then you will be an ugly person. What's the goal of the mitzvah? To save the birds or to save you? Says the Ramban, whoever says that Hashem's running around with animal rights is wrong. Hashem created birds so that you could grow. Hashem created compassion so that you could grow. So when you send away the mother bird, you're having rachmim on the bird, but not for the bird, for you. Such a beautiful way to look at things is the worst thing that could ever happen to a person is to become cold and detached. Hashem created birds for us. That's why we eat chicken, right? We wouldn't eat chicken if it was about save the birds. We're not vegans, right? You say vegan or vegan? Vegan, right? We're not vegan. So what's the pshat over here? Yeah, it's true. You can eat a chicken. A chicken's here for you. But if you are not nice to the bird, you will become an ugly and insensitive person. And there's nothing worse than that. So whoever says that the objective, this is how he answers. The Rambam says it's a machlokas. The Mishnah says there's no reason, nothing to do with feeling bad for birds. The Ramban says slow. There is a reason here that has to do with feeling bad for birds, but not for the bird's sake, for your sake. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. Normally, by the way, that's ugly. Let's say I do a chesed for Shimmy over here, right? And I say, Shimmy, you know, I'm not helping you for you. I'm helping you for me, right? Get out of here, Stark. What am I, your lulav to shake around? Like, I should help you for you, right? But on a bird, it's okay. On a person, you can't make him your chesed project. Those people made me very nervous. Anyone who made me a project in life, right? If you ever feel like a Rebbe or somebody's making you a project, run away. It's like, you don't want to be people's projects. You want to be close with people, like people. But for birds, there's a sensitivity over here, yes. The reason you have to be merachim on a mother bird is because it does something to you. And I want you to know something fascinating. The Rambam has another issue here. There's one issue of sending away the mother to not see you take the eggs. There's another isser that people don't know about, which is taking the mother. Taking the mother. You're not allowed to take the mother. And the Rambam writes something strange, and I saw this twice already. Twice or three times when I did Shiluach HaKan. I've already done Shiluach HaKan, aside from that subway situation, probably four more times or five more times. Baruch Hashem, some of the Talmidim, when they get married, they invite me over to their house to do Shiluach HaKan on their porch, which is very nice. So I've done it a couple times more. But something fascinating, you're not allowed to take the mother. Do you know how easy it is to capture a mother? Have you ever tried to grab a pigeon? No. Never? It's hard. If you try to grab a pigeon, it's very hard. I want you to know, when you're doing Shiluach HaKan, it is so easy to grab a pigeon. You know what happens? I saw this with my own eyes, and the Rambam talks about it. When you chase the mother away, she goes right, like 5 feet away, and she just sits there like this. It was really, and I was annoyed twice, because I was scared of her a little bit. I was like shooing her away, she wouldn't go. I kept come on, leave. This happened twice or three times. The Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah, this is not in Mor Nevuchim, this is in Mishneh Torah, the Chasam Sofer brings it, that a mother is so dedicated to her kids that even when you push her away for Shiluach HaKan, she ain't moving. And it's the easiest time to capture a bird. I want you to know, I did not need a net. I literally, if I wanted a pigeon dinner, which I never had before, but it's kosher, if I would want a pigeon dinner, I could have just grabbed the mother. She's so dedicated that she doesn't want to leave the scene. And it was something. I couldn't get rid of her. But it feels terrible. The Rambam writes, do you know why it's bad to take the mother? Because you're taking advantage of her emotions. Listen to this. So Rambam says, here's a mother who's sitting here because she cares about her kid, and you're thinking about dinner. Shame on you. Unbelievable. You're taking advantage of a beautiful quality that she has for her children. But the answer, according to the Ramban, is not for the bird, it's for you. It's for you. And this is how the Ramban, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, says all mitzvos work. The goal of mitzvos is to train us to become bigger people. Over time, a person, Hashem, is, what we know about Hashem is perfect midos. Hashem is rachum, is merciful. Hashem is chanun. Hashem takes care of everything for everyone. And we want to be like Hashem. That takes training. So all of the mitzvos are there, all 613, according to the Ramban, they're there. They have different flavors, the mitzvos. Giving out loans to people, for example. Torah obligates us to give out loans. You know, it's hard sometimes, by the way. Loans, a lot of people talk about tzedakah. Loans are hard. You know, when I give out loans, you know, you give out loans, you know what you're losing? I mean, you guys aren't, Robinhood's closed, so you're not investing now. But I invest. I don't use Robinhood, but I invest, or cash apps for stocks. But liquid cash is such an asset. When you give a loan to somebody, you're losing liquid assets. That's a real mesiras nefesh. Now you can, shalom harav. You're losing liquid assets. You're losing something that you could spend with, and it burns. When a person gives a loan after a loan after a loan, it changes them as a person. And the Ramban writes that this is what it means, that the mitzvos are litzaref es habrius. They're to purify us, to make us better quality people. So let's just go over what we discussed today. We discussed that there's a concept called tamei hamitzvos. Do mitzvos have a rationale, right? The hot place for this is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, because there's a lot here, a mother sending away a mother bird. And we're discussing that the Rambam actually holds it's a machlokis in Chazal. The Mishnah in Brachos says that we're not misyaches to the tam of Rachamim, Right? I feel very nervous speaking in front of Rabbi Kallis, by the way. All of a sudden, I'm like making sure I'm getting this very right. But the Rambam holds it's a machlokes, and we don't go like that manda amar. We assume that mitzvahs do have tamim. The Ramban takes an entirely different approach and says that's not pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, don't think Hashem is animal rights. Hashem's not interested in a bird, and that's why the Rambam, we said in Perish Mishnah, says we shecht birds, we eat animals. We're not vegans, right? But that being said, it affects you as a person when you're cruel to an animal. An animal, yes, it's about you. When you do chesed for your friend, you don't treat him like an object and say what it does for you. You try to be there for him. But when it comes to a bird, the issue is, don't say that Hashem created the world to protect birds. He did not. It's not true. He did it to be litzarif as abrius, to purify us. What about chukim? What about like something like Parah Aduma? Does that have a reason to it? Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti Echema Kihi Rechokam Yimeni. I said I would become wise, it's distant from me. So does that have a tam? The Sefer HaChinuch brings a medrash that says, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the tam for Parah Aduma. It's not accessible to us, but there is a tam for it. There is a real tam for it. Shlomo HaMelech davened for it. The Zohar says that Shlomo's name is Osios Limoshe. He got just up to Moshe because he didn't understand Parah Aduma. Limoshe velo Moshe. Ad velo ad bichlal. He did not hit Moshe's madrega of understanding Parah Aduma. But the Sefer HaChinuch was the one who puts all this together. Do you know why? Because he wrote the Sefer, he wrote it for his son, to give tamim for all the mitzvos. Even Parah Aduma has tamim in the Sefer HaChinuch. Why? It's a chok. It has no reason. The answer is, sometimes tam doesn't mean you're really getting down what Hashem wanted from this. Hashem has so many cheshbonos. It's like flavor. You'll excuse me for the mashal, but a lot of times you have like gum, watermelon flavored gum. No one's going to say that that's a watermelon, but it's a flavor of it. There's a lot of tam in all the mitzvos. Even a chok has a flavor. And you can. The more you delve into mitzvahs, you might be perplexed by the shorish, the root of the whole mitzvah, but there's flavor in everything. Tamu ura'u ki tov Hashem. Taste and see how delicious Hashem Yisbarach's Torah is. It's gevaldik. The more you study the tamim, the more you see why Hashem did this. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to do something for us to bring us up. Lefikach, hirbalem Torah mitzvahs.